Many of you are old enough to know who Burt Reynolds is. For some of you, he was a history lesson. But in 1978, Burt Reynolds made a movie with Dom DeLuise and Sally Field. It was sort of a dark comedy about this really bad real estate developer and who didn't care much about anything but his money and himself. And he finds out he has some sort of rare disease. So he decides he's going to kill himself. He tries various ways, ends up in an insane asylum. His final attempt, he decides he's going to swim as far as he can out into the ocean and let himself drown. So he goes out, and the whole time he's angry and frustrated and swimming. And then somewhere along the way, as he's swimming out, he has this realization that he indeed has something to live for, something to fight for. So he decides to go back to shore, only to find out he's over a mile away. And now he doesn't know if he's going to make it back. So he begins the bargain with God. As he starts back towards the shore with a mile to go, he says, God, I will give you everything I have. I will sell all of my possessions and I will give them to the poor if you will get me back to shore. A little while longer, he's making some good headway and he says, God, maybe not everything, but half. I'll give half of everything I have to the poor. He keeps going and he gets closer and closer in. As you can imagine, it goes from a quarter to a tenth to, hey, I can feel solid ground. We'll talk about this another day, God. Many of us have been in situations that are not comical, but where we're frustrated and we're scared or where we are desperate. And we try to bargain with God. We try to set up some kind of condition that says, if you'll do this, God, I will do that. If you do this, I will do that. Doubting Thomas is a story that many of us know from Bible studies and Sunday school. He gets a bad rap because he's not really doubting. He's just being like one of us. If you show me your hands, I will believe. If you show me your feet, I will believe. If you let me touch your side, I will believe. He should really be conditional Thomas, not doubting Thomas. Because he's putting conditions on God and saying, God, this is what I need to know. This is the way you and I are going to relate, God. I'm going to tell you what it is I have to have. And the only way that I know you're going to be really God is that you give me what I have to have. And you see, the story, though, if you pay attention to the nuance of the story, he never touches his hands, the hands of Christ, or the feet of Christ, or the side of Christ. The whole time Jesus is talking to him, he says, here it is, look at it. And Thomas had said, I want to touch it, I want to feel it, I want to know it's real, then I'll believe. But Jesus said to him, when he walked into that room, here I am, here's my hands, now believe. Jesus spoke to Thomas words of performance that said, now you believe. Not because you have touched, but because I'm telling you to. Jesus has a way of bursting into situations. See, as Rick said, they had just been to the empty tomb. They'd locked themselves in a room because they were afraid. They were scared of what was going to happen next. They didn't know. At that moment, they were desperate. At that moment, they were scared. And Scripture says Jesus walked right into the room, right into the midst of them, and said, "Peace." And the first time Thomas wasn't there, so Jesus does a repeat, excuse me, I feel like Peter Brady. Jesus does, for some of you younger folks, that is an old reference from the 70s, sort of like Burt Reynolds, but, excuse me, Jesus walks into the room the second time when Thomas is there, and he says, "Peace." For you see, this is a trend of what Jesus does. They were scared and they'd locked themselves in a room. And Jesus walked into the midst. Not too long before that, they had been out on the side of the lake and he had been teaching a lot of people and he sent the disciples across to the other side of the lake and they ran into some rough weather and their sails were getting, they were getting blown back and the waves were going over the boat. It's in the middle of the night, in the storm, and here comes Jesus walking on the water, and he says, "Peace, don't worry, I'm here." Do you think that Peter and James, as they were bailing water out of that boat, expected Jesus to come walking on the water? Do you think in their prayers to God, they said, "If Jesus will come walking on the water, then I will really know that he's the Messiah"? No, they didn't. But that's exactly what Jesus did. We limit God when we put our demands on God. We limit God when we say, "If you'll do this, God, then I'll do that." You see, because the message of Easter is something completely new. It is something completely different that hasn't happened. Death has been conquered. Jesus wants to bring something new and different. We have limited perspectives. And so many times we use those limited perspectives to make conditions for God. We tell God what God can do. But the lesson we have today is whether we're locked inside a room because we're afraid for our life or we're floating on a boat that's getting filled with water, whatever storm of life that we find ourselves in, the message today is that Jesus will walk right into the middle of it and say, "Peace." Maybe not the way you tell him he has to, but he will do it because his love, the love of God, never ceases. That is the message. That is the truth that we have. We will never be alone. Now, we can wall ourselves into a locked room and try to be alone. Or we can be in a boat in the middle of a storm. But Jesus will be there. Don't limit what God can do in your life by giving God the conditions on which you want to live and act. It's scary to let the mystery of God be a mystery, but that is the power of the resurrection, that everything can become new and the impossible can become possible. Blessed be the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.